Whoa, new moon and Taurus already. Can you believe it's May? It's gonna be May. Little joke there. All right, so first things first, let's talk about the fact that there's a new moon in Taurus, and one of the best stones to use right now to manifest, to bring abundance, to do self-love and self-care and all those things because of Taurus would be rhodonite. And that is a special small stone. Usually it is pink with a little bit of brown. So it's a very powerful stone, especially if you hold it in your hand. You can sense the strong vibes and energy that comes from rhodonite. And what's amazing is that rhodonite has so many properties that I would personally say that even if you personally don't use it, it does go ahead and have this sense of you. Let's say you don't use it for the new moon for this particular concept. You can use it for love, for passion, and just overall pairing it with, energies and your energy of feeling light. And because it's such a powerful stone, that just using it by itself is amazing. So let's break it down now to just doing affirmations, and then we'll get back to the most important part of the podcast, which will be cleansing your crystals, of course. So let's go into affirmation dealing with abundance. Wealth pours into my life effortlessly. Again, let's say that together. Wealth pours into my life effortlessly. Great. So you can do that holding your crystal, and you can also do this one, which will be very effective, because again, with the love and the self-love would be great. And don't forget that this new moon also represents new beginnings as well as abundance. So that's why I feel like these two affirmations are very powerful. I choose to be happy and to love myself today and every day. Again, let's repeat that affirmation together. I choose to be happy and to love myself today and every day. I hope these little tips right here were as informative to you as it is to any other listener. And with that, I will go ahead and proceed for you guys to go ahead and listen to the part of Cleanse Your Crystals. Welcome back to SoloCast. And today is a very special SoloCast because I have decided to release a podcast on quick tips on how to cleanse your crystals. And because yesterday there was a new moon in Taurus, I decided to go ahead and talk a little bit about why it's so important to cleanse your crystals, especially on a new moon, and how this moon particularly is very important to set intentions and also, of course, meditate and also create this connection of abundance, which can help, of course, when it comes to making new wishes, new intentions, and just overall money flow. You gotta believe it to do it, of course. So let's get right to it. Obviously, you can cleanse your crystals under the new moon. There are other ways you can cleanse your crystals, such as something as simple as sea salt. If you have sea salt at your home, I strongly recommend you go ahead and cleanse them with sea salt. There are some crystals that you should not cleanse in the water. Just to name the most common ones, it's carnelian, lapis lazuli, opal, turquoise, selenite, and many others. That specifically, you would have to look into details because some crystals don't do very well in water. In that case, you should go ahead and possibly use sage, Palo Santo, or incense. Personally, I have tried all these different ways of cleansing. And to this day, my favorite one is actually Palo Santo, just because I really like the smell of it. I still have a whole bunch of sage sticks, so that's what I've been using. And not that I don't mind the smell, the smell's all right, but I personally like the smell of Palo Santo. As far as the incense go, I am not, my personal favorite is not incense, just because the smell for me personally is overpowering. But maybe you're someone who likes strong smells, and so therefore that might be your best bet. And the thing with incense is that there's so many smells out there, and even some, there's really cheap ones in the 99-cent store. If you have Family Dollar or if you have Dollar Tree, you can easily get them there, or Five and Below. And so it's very simple to get a hold of incense. As far as Palo Santo or sage, it's a little bit more complex. You have to go to Botanica or maybe even buy some in Amazon. There's many ways you can go ahead and get those. Of course, you can check out one of my dear friends who has a boutique, and you can get 10% off by simply using my code, which is Marina Sanin. You can check out the link on the show notes so you guys can check that out. I believe she also has some sage bundles and also Palo Santo, so definitely check that out on her website. And if you are a person who loves listening to beautiful sounds of songs and chakras and chants and everything that is vibrant and very powerful, then I would recommend you can go ahead and cleanse your crystals through beautiful sounds, whether it's ocean, whether it's the birds. I personally would say that your best bet, if you really want to cleanse your crystals, is probably using a singing bowl. You of course could use any other kind of sound, which is up to you, of course, or you can even go ahead and YouTube sound bowls, like the singing bowls and in general. So really, there's so many possibilities of what you can use out there, but those are my top, I would say, three ways you can go ahead and cleanse your crystals. And I can't wait for you guys to go ahead and tune in for more about what the moon has in hold for you, and believe in the abundance that is your life.